the end of the day, if we get an engaged audience, an engaged customer base that is interested in the content that we put forth, we put out there, and they keep coming back for more, and they like what they see, that drops directly to the bottom line.
I'm Matt Kelly for PodTech.net. That was Amit Shafrir, president of AOL Music Now, talking about the company's newly revamped music store and subscription service that was unveiled to the public today, Tuesday, August 29, 2006. The company originally entered the online music download space in 2003 with a store only available to AOL subscribers. In 2005, it bought out the web music service Music Now from Circuit City and launched AOL Music Now in beta last fall, allowing any web surfer to access its content. Shafrir says the new music service will have two tiers to it, one free and the other with expanded content for a monthly fee.
It is an extension of the focus that in AOL Music we've had for over 2 years now. We want to provide our consumers and our customers with a full experience and a plethora of opportunity to consume music in ways that they wish to consume it. So if they wish to get some news and content about what's going on in music and also listen to the latest hits of certain CDs and stuff like that, they can do that for free on the free AOL Music portal right now. And if they want a deeper and richer experience in terms of the quantity of available music, the quality of it, the different information about artists and albums, and what the user community is listening to, videos, etc., they can decide to subscribe to our paid service and receive all of that in addition to what they can consume for free on the AOL Music portal. The revenue comes from various sources. The three main ones, I would say, is from advertising. So the free portal on AOL Music is fully ad-based, and the advertiser pays for the experience, not the consumer. The consumer pays with their time and patience and attention. E-commerce, so people are able to simply purchase the content they're interested in at the regular model of either 99 cents per track or $1.99 per video. Or, in the subscription world, they can subscribe to a service for as little as $10 a month and get access to other content as well at a very high quality and have a very complete discovery experience for music.
Shafrir expects the service to differ from other audio and video streaming sites such as iTunes by its sheer number of songs available to download and by offering music videos as well.
We've tried to put in place a service that allows for consumers to be as passive or active as they wish. Some users may wish to come in once, state the genres or artists that they like, and then from that point on just have daily music delivered to them that they like and enjoy and never be active in the service. Other users may want to use this as a great discovery means. No one actually listens to 2.5 million tracks, but the fact that there is a huge database of songs and the fact that there is a very big audience that is using it, rating the songs, providing commentary, creating playlists, and the fact that we, through our community feature, surface this information to users, allows for a very engaged experience for our users. The value proposition is extremely, extremely attractive, where for a $10 monthly fee, you get access to all the music you can imagine virtually. There are still some holdouts. And I think we see this is a great shift. This launch of Music Now adds another dimension because not only is it a web-based experience opened and available to anyone on the web, we've added the ability to include music videos as part of your subscription, You can't get it anywhere else where you can, as part of your subscription, download your videos onto your handheld device, take it with you for as long as you're a subscriber.
And while the content is transferable to your portable listening device, the service is using Microsoft Windows DRM technology, limiting the number of devices it can be played on.
When people subscribe to the service, they are allowed to download it to their machine. I believe that their number of machines that they can download at home is a number between 3 to 5. I'm not sure of the exact number. They're allowed to move it over to a portable media device, up to, I believe, 2 devices per person. And again, we are constricting the experience to allow to be as flexible as we can for the consumer. So if you've got a few computers at home, we don't want to bar you from having a great experience. On the other hand, we don't want, or let me put it this way, the content owners do not want their content to be distributed to people who are not part of the service.
Until recently, AOL was only available to Internet subscribers, but its parent company, Time Warner, announced its intent to open up AOL to more users with free email and other services and content in an attempt to drive revenue through online advertising instead of Internet access fees. The announcement comes as the online music space heats up. MTV recently launched MTV Urge, and Universal Music Group just announced a deal with a new music download service, Spiral Frog, to offer its music content for free in the U.S. and Canada. Universal Music Group refused to comment on the deal for this report, other than to confirm the agreement. For PodTech News, I'm Matt Kelly.